Happy Saturday with your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Police say the first week of Operation Winter Guardian has already led to a sharp increase in arrests and traffic enforcement across Cayman. According to the RCIPS, more than 70 people have been arrested since last Thursday, including over 15 on suspicion of drink driving, just under 10 in relation to robberies, and around 15 for drug-related offenses, along with a rise in speeding and expired registration tickets. The Christmas safety operation will run through December with high-visibility patrols, roadblocks and searches for wanted persons aimed at keeping the community and commercial areas safer. Officers are urging the public to report suspicious activity and are reminding drivers not to drink and drive, to slow down and to show more care and courtesy on the roads this holiday season. Speaking of being on the roads, Cayman sees its third week of climbing gas prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, self-service regular gas is $4.99 a gallon. That's up a nickel since the last check on December 13th. The average price for premium self-service is up 3 cents at $5.52 a gallon, and diesel is unchanged at $5.34. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park, where it's selling for $4.79. That's unchanged from last week. On the diesel side of things, refuel still has the best value, according to the Off-Reg website, at $4.96 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are paying $5.77 for regular, while drivers in Little Cayman are paying $6.96 a gallon. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can log on to offreg.ky for the full breakdown. The Cayman Islands Reinsurance Companies Association, or CIRCA, has announced its new board and management committee. Farah Mars Romer of Greenlight Re takes the helm as chair, with R. Cameron Licht of Hilden Re as vice chair and David Self returning as general manager. Outgoing chair Greg Mitchell highlighted a year of strong advocacy and record international engagement, including the Reconnect 2025 conference. Romer says CIRCA enters 26 from a position of strength, ready to expand membership and keep Cayman at the forefront of global reinsurance. You can learn more at circa.ky. And Cayman's Central Procurement Office says it's been showcasing the island's progress on clean, accountable spending at a major regional forum. In a statement, the office says Director Tarak Bashir and Procurement Manager Victor Crumbly took part in the Inter-American Network of Government Procurement Conference in Colombia, joining officials from more than 30 OAS member countries. They say the meeting focused on how to turn public procurement from a box-ticking exercise into a strategic tool that delivers better value, sustainability, and integrity for citizens. Mr. Crumbly says Cayman now compares well with many smaller states, pointing to the procurement law, the Central Support Office, an online tendering portal, and training for both civil servants and suppliers. But he also warns there is still work to do in changing mindsets so public funds are used more responsibly and strategically, not on an ad hoc basis.
Happy anniversary, Cayman Area Stamper Rules. May the next 4 years be brighter. Thank you, may God bless you, and safe travels. Thanks for being here.
And finally, 40 years in the sky and still flying strong. Cayman Airways this week marked the 40th anniversary of its Tampa route, one of the airline's longest-serving gateways to the U.S. The celebrations took place Monday at Tampa International Airport, recognizing 4 decades of connecting Caymanians, Floridians, and visitors alike. Cayman Airways Limited first launched service to Tampa in 1985, and today it remains one of the airline's busiest U.S. routes. We'll have more on the milestone and what's next up for Cayman Airways a little bit later. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.